Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The leader of Germany's centre-right coalition has hailed its victory in pivotal elections, which also saw huge gains for the far-right AfD. With nearly all the results in, Friedrich Merz's Christian Democrats are on around 29% of the vote, while the AfD is in second place with over 20. The country will now see protracted coalition talks that the CDU's foreign policy spokesman Jürgen Hart described as difficult because no party would work with the AfD.
Does it fit for a two-party coalition, which mean normally looking to CDU, CSU on one side and Social Democrats on the other side? Or do we need a three-party coalition? And unfortunately, there's the Liberals, which fit good to CDU, CSU. They slip out of the parliament and probably there's only Green Party for us as a coalition partner. And a coalition between Social Democrats, Greens and CDU, CSU might be very difficult in some fields.
Friedrich Merz said his top priority as German Chancellor would be strengthening unity in Europe, which he said needed to achieve independence from the US. Speaking during a post-election panel, Mr. Merz took a swipe at American officials, saying interventions from Washington had been on par with those from Moscow. Sumi Somaskander explains.
He talked about foreign policy, and he said that what he is seeing in the U.S. he has no illusions about, and that the interference of the U.S., speaking about J.D. Vance's speech at the Munich Security Conference, supporting the AfD, for example, or Elon Musk hosting an event with the AfD, that that was as brazen as the type of interference that has come from Moscow. So very strong words on the relationship with the U.S. Interesting to hear that now from who is likely to be the next chancellor.
Ukraine's President Zelensky has congratulated Mr. Merz, saying he looks forward to working together to bring real peace closer. On the eve of the third anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky has said he's willing to give up his presidency in exchange for peace and NATO membership. Here's James Waterhouse.
President Zelensky appeared relaxed as he faced questions from the world's media. The subject matter, though, was far more businesslike, with topics covering his problematic relationship with Donald Trump and what it meant for European security. On the White House's demands that it gets access to billions of dollars worth of Ukraine's natural minerals in exchange for the military aid it's provided to date, Mr. Zelensky says America's help so far have been agreed grants, not loans. He is meeting Western leaders tomorrow as they work out how to provide a post-war security where America won't.
Soldiers in Sudan's army have been celebrating in the streets of El Obeid after claiming a significant victory over the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Government troops say they've lifted the siege of the city, which had lasted nearly 2 years. BBC News. Palestinian officials have condemned Israel for sending tanks into the occupied West Bank for the first time in 20 years and expanding its military presence in the territory. A prominent Palestinian politician, Mustafa Barghouti, accused Israel of seeking to liquidate the refugee camps. Our Middle East regional editor, Sebastian Usher, reports from Jerusalem.
The latest escalation of Israel's month-long military operation in the north of the West Bank comes just days after three explosions on buses near Tel Aviv. There were no casualties, but Israel believes it was an attempted mass attack planned by Palestinian militants. The Israeli Defense Minister, Israel Katz, has now ordered the military to expand their operations in three refugee camps where militant groups have a strong presence. Mr. Katz said that some 40,000 Palestinians had left the camps and should not be allowed to return. He told troops to be prepared to stay in the area for the rest of the year.
Hamas says it will not take part in mediated talks with Israel over the Gaza ceasefire deal unless Palestinian prisoners are freed as agreed. Israel has suspended the release of over 600 Palestinian prisoners due on Saturday. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, said Israel was prepared to resume fighting at any moment. Syria is to start a national dialogue this week on the country's future, 2.5 months after the fall of the Assad regime. A conference will meet on Tuesday. Committee members say they'll consult 4,000 people nationwide to gather views on a new constitution, economic plans and institutional reforms. Several US government agencies, including some headed by staunch supporters of Donald Trump, have resisted Elon Musk's effort to require federal employees to justify their workplace accomplishments. The Pentagon and Office of National Intelligence have joined the State Department and FBI, instructing their staff to ignore an email approved by Mr. Musk, ordering workers to explain what they did last week or face dismissal. BBC News.